Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. A couple quick announcements before we get underway this week. I'm still looking for some interesting voicemail answering machine message thingies. If you have something that's funny or witty or entertaining, let me know. I want to get it recorded. I'm going to put all the ones that I have in next week's podcast, so keep an eye out for that, hopefully. And so let me know if you have one of those. I want to hear it. I want to know what's going on. If you don't have one, you've got plenty of time to record it and get me to record it and stuff, so let me know. The next thing I should say at this point is that this podcast was filled with fail, as the kids say. Tried a bunch of things, but I did manage to, through all the technical difficulties and things, I did manage to touch base with Dan Dabrowski, who, if you've listened to the podcast, you know full well who Dan is. And if you haven't, go back through the old podcast and listen to Dan Dabrowski's podcast. It is awesome. But I managed to catch up with him. He's in school in Alberta, and talk with him for a couple of minutes, and here it is.
How many times has he done that?
That's twice. That's twice for me. Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah, I was pretty choked up about that. So I'm recording this right now, just in case you're wondering.
Oh, you are?
Well, just because I started...
Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I started putting the podcast out Wednesdays, so... Welcome to the podcast, I guess.
Thank you. I'm going to try to think of something interesting to say.
Well, you could just talk about what's going on at CUC. So your room with Colby, how's that working out for you?
You know, it's got ups and downs. But overall, it's not that bad.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
It's good to know you haven't completely ruined your friendship with that.
No, it's still there. It's still there. Actually, one of the cool things that I started doing... a couple of us have decided that we want to commit at least 1 hour a day in the Bible and talking to God and stuff.
Yeah.
And so every day we're always like, so have you done it, or are you going to do it, or whatever, like encouraging each other and helping each other. And it's actually really cool.
That's awesome.
I've already seen some interesting things, like in Kings, when like King Solomon, he actually had a merchant fleet that would come once every 3 years.
Yep.
And it would bring in gold and all this valuable stuff. And then he would get apes, monkeys, and peacocks.
Yeah.
What does he need a peacock for?
He was rich.
That's what I want. So I just could say, I'm rich, so I have peacocks.
Yeah, you know, why not? Maybe he had, like, the King Solomon Zoo.
I guess so. Huh, interesting.
The Bible is actually pretty wild when you actually... read it.
Yeah.
That's what I do. If you go through, I don't know if you've read through the book of Judges before, but if you want the dirtiest, most gory, disgusting book of the Bible, you want Judges.
Keep that in mind.
Yes. If Judges were a movie, it would probably be rated X. Like, it's that bad. Like,
it
X for just, like, nudity and sexual content and... you know, the blood and guts, like it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Entertaining, but it's pretty bad. I'm not sure what the life expectancy of peacocks is, but maybe he had to replace them every 3 years. I don't know.
Possibly. Maybe he took all the feathers and used them for clothing, and so he needed new ones.
Or he could have used them for like feather dusters or something too.
Yeah, that too. Maybe they just like wear and tear, you know?
Yeah, yes. Wear and tear on the peacocks. So what else is going on, just sort of briefly? What are you taking over there?
I'm taking science, majoring in biology, and I'm on the biomedical track.
Oh, awesome. Okay. So what are you planning on, where are you planning on ending up with that?
Right now, my idea is that I'll become a doctor.
Yeah.
So we'll see where that road leads me.
Yeah,
I'm not quite sure what kind of doctor exactly. Right now, I've sort of been thinking more about family physician.
Yeah.
There's like a great high demand of them, so I could pretty much go anywhere I wanted to work, which would be sweet.
Yeah, for sure. So what else are you doing down there for extracurricular activities?
Well, I'm a worship band leader.
Nice.
But that hasn't really taken off yet that much. everyone's been busy and now it's the break. So hopefully we'll get that going after. I'm also taking my AWSI and WSI courses, which is basically getting my certification so I can teach swimming lessons at the pool.
Nice.
And so once I have that, I'll be working as a lifeguard and a swim teacher at the pool here to make some money to pay for school.
Nice. That's awesome.
So that's keeping me pretty busy. Plus, I spend a lot of time playing guitar. Probably too much time.
Nice. So, I mean, anything else going on with the neck? Are you back to 100% here? What's going on with that?
I wouldn't say I'm 100%. I would say I just, for upper body strength, I would say I broke 50%, a little like recently, 50, 60% for strength wise. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
My neck muscles are still sore often, but that's just because I'm working them and they're not used to it. They're still trying to get strengthened and stuff. But it's coming along pretty well.
No, that's awesome. That's fantastic. Well, I don't want to keep you from your studying, plus since it's like 11 o'clock at night over there. It's getting late.
Sorry, I didn't really catch any of that. Kobe says someone just hit his car. His alarm went off or something. There's a car over there. So I don't know.
Is he going to check that out?
I think so. He's in his boxers, so he's putting clothes on now.
Probably a good idea.
Maybe this is a good time to end.
Yes, we'll pick up this story later. I'm actually kind of curious to know. You're going to have to let me know what happened with Colby's car.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, all right, take us out of here real quick.
This has been a GotGrip.com podcast.
Yes, it has. All right, Dan, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.